This is Kelly Henderson.
And this is Chip Dorsch.
And you are listening to Act Casual on Velvet's Edge. This week we are talking about, let's call it, I don't know, language pet peeves.
For example, words people don't like to say or common mispronunciations.
I would honestly even call some of these verbal tics. You know what I'm saying?
Literally.
We also talk about how you should handle it or cope when someone in your life is guilty of these offenses. Here's Act Casual. Okay, so I got into an annoying conversation. That's hard to say. Wow. Annoying conversation with a friend the other day because I said something like, oh my God, it was literally the worst. And he said, okay, it wasn't literally the worst because the worst things have obviously happened in my life. And one of his pet peeves is when people misuse the word literally. Have you heard of this one?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like that's definitely the word. It's seeped its way into like just popular use incorrectly.
Yes. Which, for me, I do probably overuse it. And I have a friend who says literally, which I actually love, but that annoys people even more. But it got me thinking about all of the things that either people misuse or people say incorrectly and how you handle it when you're in those situations. Mm-hmm. Like another one, this other friend of mine really hates when people say, oh, 110% or like 1,000%.
Oh, I say that.
I do too.
I'm so guilty.
I do too. But you really can't be more than 100%. Like that's the maximum. So if you're...
But isn't that the point? Is you're like, I'm going to give this more.
I'm going to go above and beyond.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I want to do that.
That's how I feel about it. But it annoys him so bad. So I wanted to get this conversation started because this obviously happens a lot in our day to day and talk about how you handle it. Which I found very funny, though, because when I reached out to you about this, you were like, oh, yeah, I have a running list. So let's hear it. What do you got?
Well, I have a friend that she and I sort of crack up, especially when we have other friends that are seemingly educated people that say things wrong. So I keep a running list. I've heard instead of ultimatum, I've heard ultramatum. I've seen this one written out instead of a work in progress.
Uh-huh.
A working progress.
Working, like a ING. Working,
yeah, ING, like a working progress.
And you're saying these are intellectual people.
Yeah. Well, some of them I found on Facebook too that I'm like, that is too good. I'm writing it down.
Yeah, a working progress.
New Year's revolution. Have you never heard that?
No, but how embarrassing if you're so amped up. Like, what's your New Year's revolution? I mean, it is like, let's take over the world. It's the new year.
Yeah.
They're actually speaking of something
different.
It's a
new thing. Yeah. Like, we're just not hip to it yet. So here's one that's actually pretty common. Irregardless.
What?
Irregardless. People would be like, well, irregardless, I'm not going to do it anyway.
Like instead of just regardless?
Regardless is the word. Like,
I was so
they're
confused.
They're trying to make the negative of it, like, well, anyway. But no, regardless is the word, people. Like, irregardless is not a word.
Irregardless?
Irregardless. I hear it all the time. Here's one. You've probably heard this one. Frustrated instead of frustrated.
Frustrated?
Frustrated.
Like they
frustrated.
Just leave out the R?
Yeah, so frustrated.
No, I haven't heard that one.
You've never heard it? Maybe I'm not hanging out with very smart people. I've heard viral instead of viral.
Oh.
Like he was a viral man. I think you mean a virile man. There was one night I was hanging out with somebody and they said, instead of the word euthanasia, they said ethanasia. And the sentence was, he said something like, well, I could commit ethanasia by throwing a curling iron or a toaster in their bathtub. And I was like, that's not euthanasia. That's murder. Yeah. And by the way, it's euthanasia, not ethanasia.
Right. So he needs to learn the word and the definition.
100%. Oh, I just said 100%.
Oh my God, good for you.
See?
Well, at least you
didn't say
110.
Like, this music's so loud, I'm going to go deaf. Like
death?
Yeah. You've never heard anybody say death instead of deaf? Oh my gosh. Oh,
this is so funny. Okay.
And I saw this one on Facebook. It was like, I'm out running errands, and it was like spelled A-A-R-O-N-S.
Errands,
running
like
errands,
the name.
Like the name. Running
no.
errands.
That was a joke, right?
No, I don't think so. And then I've seen the misspelling of like homophobic and homosexuals as home of phobic and home of sexuals.
What?
Like, and they, when I saw both of them, they were used in sentences. Like all these homosexuals around here, like Home of sexuals.
The funny part is, to me, when people try to sound really smart by saying big words or things like that, but then they
get it wrong.
Yeah. Ethanasia.
Ethanasia is just a good like band name.
Like, okay, so when we...
Like something that's going to like really boring, it's just going to slowly put you to sleep. Ethanasia.
Or murder you.
Right, or throw curling iron in your bathtub.
So whenever I first said to you that you had, or you told me you had this list, I was like, you know what's so weird is I actually don't have a list. And then I really sat down and thought about it. And like my pet peeves are not when people misuse things. It's when people say, for instance, when I'm watching, this mostly happens when I'm watching like rappers be interviewed. And they're like, so it's Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like, the sky is blue, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying is at the end of every sentence.
I worked with, and she's a friend of mine, so I won't say any names because I... But she says, you know, a lot. She doesn't say, you know what I'm saying. And I've counted it sometimes, 4 times in a sentence.
How is it even a sentence anymore?
I don't know. I'm like, you know, you know, you better go. yeah. I wonder if she hears it. Do you think they hear it?
Becomes such a part of their vocabulary or whatever you want to say about that, that they end up just saying it. Just like it's like a part of them. They
it's
can't
like,
even hear it.
You know, when people say
or like.
Yeah.
I have a problem with like. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my other one actually. Supposedly. Wait, did you say that?
I forgot that
one,
but that's a good one, supposedly.
So like with double B's.
Yeah, it's supposedly people. My sister says supposedly. Sorry, Jenny, for calling you. I don't think she listens to podcasts, so I'm good.
So the other one is one that I think you do to me a lot, actually.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
It's like, I mean, okay, so there's, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like, if I say, oh, wow, it's really hot outside today. And someone goes, I know, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, right. Like, that's why I said it. So, right.
I know, right?
But now I find myself doing it. I'm like, I'm actually really sad about it. I think I've started
training
it
that way.
Maybe, or maybe it's just when I get uncomfortable with strangers and I don't really know what to say. I'm like, oh, this is a socially acceptable thing to say.
I think what I say though is right.
You do. You go,
I just
right?
go right. Yeah.
Is that any better?
I guess that's
though?
Like, mm-hmm. That's my version of mm-hmm. I've got friends that get, I always say gotcha back in text, like understood, gotcha. And people are like, oh God, I hate when you write gotcha. I also write word back a lot. Like, instead of okay, I write word.
See, those don't bother me. I mean, those are actual words. But these, so when we're really just talking about pet peeves, I was doing some research earlier, and what came up was not actually like phrases that people say, but it was words that people do not actually like to say. Like, do you have any of those?
Well, I mean, there's the most popular one in the world, but I think there's a worse one than that one.
Which one are you speaking
well,
of?
Well, everyone hates moist, but
see,
I hate...
I don't really mind moist.
I think moisten is so much grosser than moist. Moisten. It's like the act of getting moist.
Ew. Oh. Okay, well, now I hate it.
It's just say it real slow. Moisten.
Ew. Oh. You should see his face when he's saying
oh, my gosh.
Moisten. Okay, well, you are correct. The number one word on this list by Thought Catalog is moist. Do you want to know what the second one is?
Drip?
No, that's not even on the list. That's not a weird word.
It's kind of drip.
Drip drop.
Drip drop.
No, the second most hated word for people to say is blog. I was like, rude.
That is funny. I mean, the irony in that is pretty great, but I get it because it's a new word, so I think that there's probably a lot of people that think that they're going to be misusing it, like, because they don't know what a blog is, and it's, I think vlog is weirder than blog.
Or do you think that it's so overused? Like, everyone's like, oh, I'm going to go write on the blog, or I need to do a blog, or I'm blogging, I'm a blogger. Like,
yeah.
It's so everywhere,
yeah.
You know, it's so oversaturated.
Yeah, it's probably that, but I mean, it's also kind of a weird sounding word, blog.
Blog.
I wonder who came up with blog.
I don't know, but if you need to visit a good blog, go to velvetsedge.com. Okay, number three is, I don't even know how to say this, lugubrious?
Lugubrious.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you know what that
you
means?
You know, there's a Jason Mraz song that uses that word.
Why would you put that in a song? That seems
I could
very...
be lugubrious with you, is what he says. I don't know what it means.
Can you Google that?
I'm going to Google it.
While you Google that,
hey,
I'm going
to... Siri?
Well.
What does lugubrious mean?
Lugubrious means looking or sounding sad and dismal.
Looking or sounding sad and dismal.
So sad.
Yeah.
I would be really annoyed if I was in a conversation. Someone goes, oh, I'm so lugubrious today.
I would be like, go throw a curling iron in your bathtub. Commit ethanasia. Go commit ethanasia.
Number four is yolk. I mean, I see. I get that one.
Yeah. You know, I think I probably say it wrong because it's not fun to say correctly. I say like egg yolk. I say yolk. I like drop the L. Ooh. Yolk.
So you make up your own.
I would say, I do say folk music. I don't say folk music. Oh, maybe I do say folk music.
Oh, wow. Learn something new about yourself today.
I need to get a linguist class or something. Linguistics.
Number five, I think you're dealing with a little bit of this today, but it's phlegm.
Yeah, so much phlegm today.
Ugh. Number six is fetus.
Ugh, that is kind of a tough word.
Well, that's sad, though.
Unborn baby. Well, I mean, technically it's a fetus while you're carrying, but no one says like, oh, I can't wait to meet my fetus. Like,
that's true.
It's only ever really used like postpartum.
That's, you know, true. Like, or in a negative connotation.
Yeah.
Like the unborn fetus. Seven is curd. Mm. Yeah, I can see that. Eight is smear.
Smear is, I mean,
I don't mind smear, but I'm going to tell you what I do. My nine is squirt.
Squirt. That's why I said drip. I think anything that sounds somewhat wet is...
Anything that sounds somewhat moist.
Yeah. Pink tip.
What?
I used to say that was really gross sounding. Pink tip. Those two words
together. How did you ever figure those things out?
Because I think I was trying to figure out the grossest sounding word, and I wanted it to sound drippy.
Just a little look inside your child.
Yes.
Okay, 10.
How am I not in jail?
I don't know. It's very odd. 10 is chunky.
Oh.
11 is orifice.
Orifice.
Orifice. I can't even say that right.
Orifice.
Orifice.
Yeah. It's a hole, right?
Yes, correct. Thank you for that.
Hole is kind of a gross word, too.
Yeah. I guess it depends on how you're using it. 12 is maggots. 13 is vicious. These are fine to me. 14, queasy. I mean, what? 15 is bulbous.
Bulbous.
What does that mean?
It means like big and round.
Okay, 16, pustule.
Ew.
What does that mean too?
I think a pustule is like, basically, like a zit is a pustule. Gross. Like it's a something that's holding pus. I think
it's the words that you can envision something.
Yeah.
Like that word, I just... Now that you said zit, all I can think about is a very pus-filled zit, which is disgusting.
Ugh.
17 is fester.
Same thing there.
Yeah. 18 is secrete. Ew.
Then drip, drip.
19 is munch. Munch.
Munch. All of these kind of are like lean a little sexual too.
I mean, I guess it depends on where your mind wants to
go. Well, munch hole.
Munch what?
A whole.
So you just put two words together again.
So that one goes to number one.
20. I've heard this one before, but I don't necessarily agree. It's very odd to me, but panties.
I think a lot of people have a problem with panties.
Why?
I don't know. I love saying underpants just because I think
how
it's cute.
Yours?
Yeah. I need to put my underpants on.
That's how you describe your panties?
My panties. I don't wear panties.
Only
I mean,
girls
I wear
are
underpants.
Panties, right?
I don't know. I bet you there's some dudes that call them panties.
Wow. Maybe. Maybe it depends too. Also,
I had a friend that hates, and it might even be Mary Hilliard. It could be a bad memory, but I feel like she hates the word pocketbook.
Why?
I don't know.
Like, it's not gross.
It is kind of a dumb name for a purse, like a pocketbook. Like,
well, it's more so maybe what your grandmother would say.
Yeah, exactly. But why a pocketbook? It's not a pocket or a book.
Fair. I thought it was a wallet, but... Okay, we'll look into that and get back to you guys.
A whole new episode on pocketbooks.
Is there anything you would like to add to this list? Like any words you just cannot stand?
Well, remember there was controversy. It's not, this is going more back to like misused things. There was controversy around that Alanis Morissette song, Ironic, because
it wasn't actually ironic.
She used it incorrectly.
Yeah, but it's such a good song.
It's such a great song. But like, could you imagine if you had written this big, huge, iconic song?
And then they're like, actually,
yeah,
that's
literally
not the way.
There's a Katy Perry song that has bad grammar in it too. And did she have a song called You and Me or Me and?
I am not really fully familiar with Katy Perry's.
Oh, I'll leave that to my people.
Okay.
but there was some. It's got incorrect grammar. I'll have to think of it.
Mm.
We can mention it on the blog.
VelvetSesh.com. I just keep plugging it. Okay, so what do you do when people say things that you hate? Do you just let them go?
Well, the first thing I do is I add it to my list.
Well, that, okay, fair. You're like, excuse me.
Let me pull out my notes.
My pocketbook.
Out of my pocketbook. I don't correct them. Like, people even say my name wrong sometimes, and I'm like, good to meet you.
How do you say Chip wrong?
They'll call me Chris or something like that.
Oh,
and
right.
It's like, I don't know. I just don't think it. I've never really found a nice way to correct people. Like, it just feels so bitchy to me, and that's like, I try not to be bitchy.
Right.
And I probably should be a little bitchier, but yeah, I just let people slide and then make fun of them behind their back. So maybe I am bitchy.
I mean, that's a different way to be bitchy. I was just thinking through if I do it or not. I mean, with my two, I can't really say anything to people because it's how they speak.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Know what I'm saying?
But
well, you said it to me.
Well, I just did. You're right. Maybe you'll think twice before you say right. I do wonder if we're doing society a disservice by not speaking up. I mean, I think in the future, I'm going to consider this. I do think it matters who it is. Like, if you're close to the person, like I just said to you, you do this to me all the time.
Right.
But if it's a rando stranger, I mean, I'm not going to waste my energy. I'm going to say, you should do euthanasia.
Euthanasia. I recommend it. It's really fun. I mean, I correct my sister when she says supposedly.
Yeah, but she's close. She's your sister.
But I don't like, I make fun of her. So it's like a different way of correcting her. I'm like, did you just say supposedly? And she'll be like, what is it? I'm like, it's supposedly.
Well, I guess the moral of the story is keep your zen, take some deep breaths. And if it's, you're close enough to the person, explain to them how to really say the word. I want people to tell me. That's
right. I think I would want people to tell me. I just don't embarrass me.
You know what I'm saying?
Know what I'm saying, right?
Oh my God, we gotta go. Email us your words or your phrases that annoy you at @casual@velvetsedge.com. We'll be back next week with more @casual. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of @casual on Velvet's Edge.
We'll be back every Friday with your @casual topic of the week. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast to ensure that you are the first to hear each episode.
Also, we want to hear from you. What are some things that make you want to scream @casual or just topics you think we need to discuss? Email us at @casual@velvetsedge.com. And always remember,
@casual.